I didn't have a single place that I would call bed until the latter part. One of them got just a wee bit. I had one county that was always more or less inclined to break the prohibition law, we called it. But that was a good, all of them, everybody, didn't, it is universal in that county. It was near Memphis, and we could make a lot of allowances for it. But now, even this county, we've legalized whiskey, go right up here to Holiday Inn, buy all the whiskey you want, you know. And I think I voted to bring it back when they had it the last time. I just saw it. Might as well have it, because it is the way it's going. I believe it'd be better to have it and be ruled under the law and not to have it.
One of the things I was interested in is whether what kind of respect people had for the authorities or for government. What was the relationship of people to their government when you were younger? How would they speak of it?
Very loyal.
Well, you was mayor 8 years before you was judge, and you always enjoyed that, didn't you?
It's almost impossible to hear anybody today speak of the government without feeling some kind of personal...
Gripe?
Gripe, that's right.
Is that the right word?
I guess that's the only word.
That's a universal word or not. Uh-huh. I've always heard you call it gripe. I don't like it either, and I've been a great admirer of Nixon, Eisenhower, a great admirer of Eisenhower, great admirer of Truman. In other words, I've been a great admirer of all of our presidents. I think we ought to live by constituted authority and all, but I'm mighty afraid that there's something happening up there. We're letting some element somewhere get in there, and I'm afraid it's more or less organized. And I think they're more or less using somebody, and I think it's people that's loving money too much. Enough money is enough money. People getting the idea it takes a whole lot of money to exist. Well, it doesn't. All the money people need is just enough to satisfy you. Human wants, you know, when you can have too much money. And all the first thing, when you get too much, you've overdone it. You start spilling your apples, and confusion starts when the thing starts to overflowing, you know, all that kind of stuff.
That's especially true of farming today, isn't it? You get a farmer seems to need so much, such a tremendous amount of money that he's no longer much in the spirit of farming. It's a big business, isn't it? Somebody told me that I